WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A crash east of North Zulch on Highway 21 yesterday morning has killed both drivers. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the collision, reported at 8:45, closed the highway until 12:15.
At this time, it appears that we had an east and westbound vehicle. The eastbound vehicle crossed over the center drive, hitting the westbound vehicle head-on.
The victims, both from Madisonville, were identified as 20-year-old James Turner, the driver of the eastbound car, and 54-year-old Paula Colwell, the driver of the westbound truck. There are at least two former A&M student-athletes who've been the victims of catfishing, an online version of identity theft. TxAgs radio contributor Lauren Santa Cruz, who played tennis for the Aggies, says she found out through a friend someone was photoshopping pictures of her and her brother.
Some person was impersonating, talking to some girl's sister. The girl's older sister was like, hey, my little sister's talking to this boy. Seems like he comes from a great family. This is his sister. The guy that she was showing goes, that's Lauren Santa Cruz. I know, it's small world.
But he knew you?
He knew me because he was a tennis person. Because I played in Flushing Meadows before, and he just recognized me.
And you had no idea at that point?
I don't know who these people are.
Yeah.
Crazy.
How long was it going on?
I don't know.
And former Aggie football player Trent Hunter told TxAgs radio listeners he's had people impersonating him since high school.
It got to the point to where my little sister walked up to me and she was like, can you stop talking to my friend's moms? And so I'm like, what are you like? I have no idea who your friend is or her mom.
Hunter says in one case he went to head coach Mike Sherman and filed a police report to clear his name. College Station police have made an arrest from a report of gunfire a month ago near the Lincoln Recreation Center. 18-year-old Marcelino Herrera of Bryan is accused of firing several shots out of one car towards another car on Eleanor Street. No one was hit in the December 19th incident. In a separate case, public assistance has been requested to find a dog that bit a girl yesterday afternoon in the area of Normand and Deacon. The large dog with long red hair and a white muzzle bit the girl who was at her mailbox. The youngster was treated and released for minor dog bite injuries. The College Station City Council at the end of the month has planned a strategic retreat. One of the topics, economic development, received attention at the council's last meeting. The second of three presentations focused, among other things, on incentive programs and other items related to recruiting new business and industry. Consultant Amy Holloway recommended adding city staff to work with prospects.
Identify sites, navigate the permitting process, working with RVP when they have prospects in town so that you can attend meetings with RVP representatives and meet with prospects and sharing College Station's story.
She also talked about the city's quality of life.
And that's not just parks and recreation, but, you know, it's the quality of your roads, it's the quality of your schools, it's what makes a city really livable.
Among survey recommendations made by 100 local business owners were loosening development restrictions and requirements and speeding up the development and permit process. The 106-page report is on our website at WTAW.com. And with the most freshmen in today's Texas legislature since the early 1970s, District 14 Representative John Rainey feels that he and other freshmen might be able to have more influence than they usually would. He says freshmen and sophomores make up nearly 50% of the body.
Those chairmen don't really want to be on that appropriation committee, too, because it's a very time-consuming committee. Last session, there were, I think, three freshmen that were appointed to appropriation, talking to another Aggie friend of mine, John Otto. He thinks that there may be five or six freshmen put on appropriation this year because of the number of people that are on that committee that will end up being chairman.
Rainey hopes the lawmakers will know committee assignments before the end of next week. Meanwhile, before the presidential inauguration, more than 250 Republican House members are holding a retreat. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he has some talking points.
We've got to start finding a way to get Medicare under control, and also to deal with Social Security so that these programs take care of today's recipients as well as those tomorrow that are going to retire tomorrow, as well as for our kids and grandkids. And so, and there are ways to do that, and we've done that in the Path to Prosperity budgets. But now that we're another $20 trillion of unfunded obligations worse off than we were this time last year, we're going to have to get more aggressive.
Flores says among the goals of the retreat are dealing with continuing resolutions, sequestration, and the debt ceiling. and one of the A&M system agencies has made its pitch to the legislature for money. The Texas Forest Service wants an additional $27 million in order to add 90 firefighters and buy equipment. Associate Director Robbie DeWitt says it's necessary because the agency had to bring in more expensive out-of-state crews nationwide 2 years ago to help battle the worst wildfire season in state history. The House has recommended providing the agency with the same level of funding it received for 2012 and 2013. The Senate has proposed providing at least the additional funds the agency needs to expand. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 40 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Garbage cans, street signs, runaway wagons, your neighbor Gary. There are a lot of things you need to be able to see on the road. And with head-up display in the BMW 3 Series, you can. It projects your speed and turn-by-turn navigation onto the windshield, which means you shouldn't ever have to take your eyes off the road. The BMW 3 Series with head-up display is here. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. Let me see. Yes, here's the weather.
Another cool start this morning, but with sunshine, temperatures will recover to about 55 to 60 degrees. High pressure covers the region this morning, and it'll continue to cover the region through the weekend. Skies are clear tonight. Our overnight lows, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, high near 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 40 to 45. It'll be sunny and warmer Sunday. The highs will be anywhere from 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball last night. We'll get you caught up. Johnny Manziel weighs in on Manti Te'o and more coming up with sports at 6:50.
You know, I wasn't at the game last night, and but I watched some of it.
Yeah, me too. It got uncomfortable there for a while.
But at halftime, they were interviewing Johnny Manziel. Reese Davis was interviewing him, and I was really quite annoyed because the public address announcer was so loud I couldn't hear Reese's, well, I could hear Reese's question, I couldn't hear Johnny's answer, and I thought, really, what's more important, me being able to hear his answer or the PA?
Yeah.
And after all, since it's all about me, so I texted Chase.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Could you keep it down?
I do. I've got the. Hang on. I'll read you the text here from my.
I want to hear what Chase said back.
All right, from my phone. Let me see. Okay, let's see. Okay. Just so you know, your level was turned up way too loud at halftime, and I couldn't hear what Johnny was saying when Reese was talking to him on ESPN. To which Chase texts back, "Wasn't me. I'm in St. Louis doing a wedding." Okay.
Nah.
Yeah, so apparently it was Mark Edwards who I think does the women's game. So
a way to call him out on the radio.
Well, I don't know that Mark has anything to do with it. Mark pretty much just talks. It's whoever set the level.
It was aliens.
No, I don't think it's aliens. I'll mention it to Mike Caruso when I talk to him. He's, I think, oversees all the game operations. But, I mean, if they could keep it down so that we at the radio, you know, we on the television can.
Well, would you like an example?
Of what?
Of exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, sure, yeah.
My mind was blown. My roommate, we were sitting there and we saw a tweet, and then
you'll hear it in just a second.
On the internet, and my roommate told me, "You'll never believe what just came out," and nobody could believe that. It was a shock for the entire sport.
See, I mean, it just completely eats it.
It does. It just now, of course, Johnny needs to work on his mic technique. He needs to get a little closer to the microphone, maybe. But still, he could have.
Now, don't eat it like Aerosmith.
Could have turned it down
a healthy distance.
All right, here we go. It's Thesaurus Day, so think of another word. It's also a poo day if you're a poo person. Today is
like Apu, like the
Winnie, as in Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, A.A. Milne's birthday was today, so that's the reason they do that. All right, what do we got for birthdays?
Birthday celebrating with Jason Segel, 33, from How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Chow, who was Kato in the latest Green Hornet, 34.
Oh, of course. Remember that?
Malik Penchali, the only reason I bring this one up is he plays Baljeet in Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
And well, I've seen every one of them.
Kind of a fun name.
Dave Bautista, 43 years old, WWE fame, and was also a big MMA guy for a while. Jesse L. Martin.
No, wait. No, it's Ted DiBiase.
That's the other one.
Oh, there's another Ted wrestler.
No,
oh.
Dave Bautista.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'll pay attention next time.
It's okay. I was making too much noise in the background.
That's it, right. Exactly.
Jesse L. Martin from Law & Orders, 44. Dave Attell, who's kind of funny sometimes, 48. Allison Angrium is, I hope I said that right, is 51. Nellie Olson from Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay.
Mark Messier, I know that one's right, 52 years old from the New York Rangers. Tom Bailey is 57, the founder of the Thompson Twins.
Oh, of course. Why are they called the Thompson Twins if his name is Tom Bailey?
I don't have a clue. Kevin Costner is 58, and Ted DiBiase, the million-dollar man, 59 years old.
If you're old, Bobby Goldsboro is 72, just, you know, that's a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. What do we got for
Saturday? That would be Sean Johnson's 20, Olympic gold medalist and Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
Jody Sweetin is 31. She was Stephanie on Full House.
Uh-huh.
Frank Caliendo is 39.
Oh, you know, whatever happened to him?
He just kind of disappeared.
He really did, and he was. It seemed like he was pretty busy. He does the best John Madden probably around.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Dre DiMatteo from The Sopranos is 41. Sean Wayans, 42, from Scary Movie, White Chicks, and tons of other stuff. Martin Brashear, the guy that did the stories on Michael Jackson, is 50.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Rodriguez is 58.
Yeah.
Katie Seagal, 59.
Oh, yeah.
Married with children,
sure.
Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Desi Arnaz Jr., 60. Paula Deen, 66 years old.
Oh, yeah, is that right?
Yeah, she's 66. Bless her heart.
Eat a stick of butter in her honor.
No, yeah, the thing is, she's, you know, she's slimmed down and slimmed up some of the food, you know. So that's, she was funny, though. I heard her interviewed last week. She said, you know, my husband just thinks I'm so stupid because I'm blind. And every time I say something stupid, he says, aren't you blind? I'm going, really? Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I've got one of those stories, too. She was cooking crawfish,
and
they left it in. One of them bit her.
Really?
She's like, oh, the bastard bit me.
Really?
Wow. It was rather shocking.
I guess.
I can't believe she said
sure
that.
Enough, yeah.
Shelley Fabre, 69 years old. And Phil Everly from the Everly Brothers, 74. Tippi Hedren, 83. And, oh, Archie.
Yeah?
Gene Stapleton is 90.
I was going to say, she's still alive. I didn't know that. And Ann Compton, who's an ABC News chick, could be 66. Sunday is National Disc Jockey Day.
Yahoo!
What do y'all do to celebrate?
I'm not a disc jockey.
Oh, well.
I'm a former disc jockey.
I guess you don't celebrate.
Nah.
I'm a disc jockey in recovery.
There you go. It's also Penguin Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah?
But again, I think we probably are aware of penguins.
The penguin? Like
No. It'd be like penguins in general, you know, all those different kinds.
Emperor penguins.
Not Danny DeVito?
No, not that one.
Yeah. All right, Sunday's birthdays. Melissa Rivers, 45. Rain Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Dwight Schrute is 47 years old. John Michael Montgomery is 48. James Denton is 50 from Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Lorenzo Lamas, 55. Bill Maher is 57.
Okay.
And even Bill Maher's birthday cake is superior to us.
Of course.
Paul Stanley, of course, from Kiss. He was the star's child, 61. David Lynch, who directs really strange movies.
He does, and did Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just other things.
67. Guy I actually got to meet, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, 83 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Really? How cool was that?
It was very cool.
He was here, right?
Mm-hmm. He was at the Libro.
You know, and as weird as he is, because he's a little bit out there.
Yeah.
He's an MIT grad.
Is he a bit spacey?
He's very nice.
He was the one that developed all the docking maneuvers for NASA.
Yeah.
Not just for those. I mean, like, he did stuff even with the shuttles and everything else.
Wow. Yeah.
Brilliant man.
Smart guy.
And Artie Johnson. Very interesting.
Yeah.
84 years old.
All right. And Slim Whitman.
Slim Whitman?
Slim Whitman.
How'd I miss that?
I know. 89 years old. Had I seen that earlier, I'd have gone and found Rosemary or something. But nah, never mind. 620. Yeah, really.
Hey, Aggieland. Have the holidays left your pockets feeling a little empty? Well, today's your lucky day, because at Sterling Kia, Zero Down delivers, and nobody gives you more for your trade and sells Kias for less. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. make your deal.
At Sterling Kia, empty pockets are no problem, because Zero Down delivers. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. 2013 Kia Optima, Zero Down, just $229 a month. 2013 Kia Sorento SUV, Zero Down, just $289 per month. That's right, if you can sign your name, you can drive away. All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. In fact, not only does Kia have a better warranty, Kias are rated higher, better equipped, and cost thousands less than the competition. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. 97 North Pearl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year. Zero due at signing plus TTL first payment and fees with approved credit. Includes security deposit on select vehicles. Offer includes all incentives.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So during Obama's entire first term, there were roughly 44,000 gun homicides in America. 44,000. And not once did Obama ever make an effort to push his radical anti-gun agenda. Yet now he does. Makes it sound like it is his driving passion in life, his animated concern, the moral crusade, moral cause of his life. Said he put everything I've got into gun control. So why is he doing it now rather than then? Now you can see what he's doing. He ignored the issue for his entire first term. Then in the aftermath of Newtown, this is now his top, the top moral crisis facing America. And Obama, predictable, true to form, accuses those who don't share his newfound passion of being indifferent to the deaths of young children.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Before another year passes you by, cross a couple things off your New Year's checklist today at LegalZoom.com. Whether you need to incorporate your business, form an LLC, or protect your family with a will or living trust, LegalZoom.com makes it simple. You can even access an extensive network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. LegalZoom is not a law firm. You can get self-help services at your specific direction, or you can speak with a legal plan attorney to get your questions answered and get ongoing advice. Enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout for even more savings at LegalZoom.com.
Investors, stand by Boeing. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Investors are not panicking over the problems at Boeing. Shares of the aerospace giant rose more than 1% in yesterday's trading. All of Boeing's 787 Dreamliner jets are currently grounded. Regulators and airlines around the world took their cues from the Federal Aviation Administration, which issued a directive on Wednesday that Dreamliners should not be flown after two major battery malfunctions. Costco Wholesale is jumping into the market for handling drug plans. The warehouse club operator launched a pharmacy benefits program called Costco Health Solutions. It is geared toward small and mid-sized businesses. Some of the nation's high-end retailers are looking to cash in on the presidential inauguration through short-term partnerships with lodging chains. Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's, and others have opened pop-up stores in the lobbies of luxury hotels in the Washington area. Stock market futures are flat this hour. Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and ink refill. Limit 2.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
News Talk 1620 WTA. I'm just... standing over here listening to other stuff. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today. We're starting off a run of pretty nice weather, as a matter of fact. Look for a high temperature today, probably in the 60s, and a low temperature tonight. We're not going to have any more freezing weather, even though it is kind of cool in the mornings, is it not? Anyway, here's what the numbers look like. High temperature today, about 63 degrees, and tonight 38. And we'll continue with that and actually warm up a little bit on Sunday to 65 with sunshiny skies out there. And then looking forward to Monday, Martin Luther King Day, 60 will be our high temperature, and 61 on Tuesday. Actually, by Wednesday or Thursday, we may be back up into the 70s again. Right now, the chill factor is 37. Relative humidity is 70%. And again, have pretty nice weather out there. And it's 41 degrees. Huh. Did we not do the good morning song this morning?
No, we did not.
What the heck is that about?
I thought you had a lot of stuff.
I did, but still, I just looked up here. I said, we didn't play that song.
No, we went straight to birthday, so I just played along.
Well, no, you're supposed to stop me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we were... and
you drive the boat.
I understand, but when it comes to that, yeah. So folks know we were having some what we call syncing problems, which is really funny. I walked in today, and one of the guys said, hey, listen, Brian tells me they're having syncing... He said, Brian and syncing problems is what I heard. Okay. The guy who's on Peace 107, our morning show there, is his name is Brian. Well, first, when I hear Brian, I'm thinking the city. And then when he says sync, I'm hearing S-I-N-K, when in fact it's C-Y-N-C, and I'm going, Brian is having syncing problems.
So does that mean Brian's going to be lower than College Station?
Well, exactly. Then I'm going, God, what are we going to do about that? How are we going to approach that this morning? So anyway, just a... the English language.
I didn't get the memo on
that. Yeah, really, it's 627.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Want to gain more energy and lose the stress? There are a couple of techniques to do that quickly. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide. 800-664-8864.
The next time you're feeling stressed out, think about this.
It's physiologically impossible to be stressed and thankful at the same time. It's the way our brains are wired.
John Gordon, author of The 10-Minute Energy Solution.
So you're in traffic, you go into work, you're late for work, you're really upset, you're in a bad mood. What can you do to turn around? Well, one, you can be grateful that you're driving. You can be grateful that you have a car. You can be grateful that you actually have a job to go to while so many others are negative and down. And just by that simple shift in your thoughts, that will make you feel good. And when you start to feel good, you will shift your entire day.
We can all be happier and more positive, says John, if we'll put in a little effort.
Our perception does determine our reality. In quantum physics, it's actually now a realized fact that your perception determines your reality. It's called the observer effect. For instance, you buy a car. You start seeing that car everywhere on the road. Where you put your attention is what you start to see in your life.
So if you put your attention on being more positive and happy, it's more likely to happen. And John has another tip to help you gain more energy and lose the stress. And all it is...
10 minutes of silence. And when people do that, they're amazed at how this 10 minutes of no stimuli, they're really amazed. is it how they feel after those 10 minutes. Silence is where potential energy sits and waits.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 40 degrees right now at the studio. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A girl checking the mail wound up in the emergency room after a dog bit her. College Station police say they're looking for a large dog with long red hair and a white muzzle. This took place yesterday at about 5 p.m. on Norman Drive near Deacon, west of Longmire. A Bryan man has been arrested for firing a gun out of a car near the Lincoln Recreation Center last month. No one was hit after several rounds were fired towards another car on Eleanor Street the week before Christmas. 18-year-old Marcelino Herrera was picked up yesterday on misdemeanor charges, including making a terroristic threat. Two people from Madisonville were killed in a crash yesterday morning east of North Zulch. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says Highway 21 was closed for 3.5 hours.
We have the TxDOT out of Madisonville, along with their fire department and the North Zulch Fire Department here on the scene. With the assistance of them, we're diverting the traffic.
Investigators say an eastbound car driven by 20-year-old James Turner crossed the center line and struck a westbound pickup driven by 54-year-old Paula Colwell. And mixed reviews have come from Austin about giving more state money to the Texas Forest Service. A request from the A&M System Agency for an additional $27 million has preliminary support in the Texas Senate, according to the Associated Press. But the House has recommended no change in its funding level. Associate Director Robbie DeWitt says more equipment and another 90 firefighters are needed after battling the worst wildfire season in state history 2 years ago with more expensive crews from out of state. The online form of identity theft called catfishing, associated with Notre Dame football player Manti Te'o, has been an issue for at least two former student athletes at A&M. Football starter Trent Hunter, now a Texags radio contributor, says he's had to clear his name since high school.
I was walking through Bright one day and somebody came up to me and was like, it was the head guy compliance was like, hey, you need to stop talking to my wife. I was like, dude, I don't know you or your wife. Like, I've never even seen you before, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yes, you have. He's like, I have texts. And he like gave me this envelope with all these messages. I was like, dude, that's not me. Like, I'm sorry. And he's like, yeah, it is. He's like, I'm going to go tell Coach Sherman. I was like, I'll escort you up there. Let's go. And then we went up there. We talked to Coach Sherman. And then we had to create a police report and all this stuff.
Tennis player Lauren Santa Cruz, also with Texas Radio, says she and her brother have been victims.
And I went and looked at the Facebook. They had pictures of my brother and me just like hanging out, and they photoshopped the name on the jerseys to the person's name they were impersonating.
Wow. Santa Cruz says they traced the source to someone who saw her play tennis in New York. More than 100 College Station business people participated in the second phase of an economic development study. The City Council received the more than 100-page report at its last meeting, and it will be discussed during a strategic retreat at the end of the month. Consultant Tom DeLisi says more needs to be done with the city's entertainment districts, particularly Wolfpen Creek Park.
To really become a true entertainment district, it's going to have more active programming, active and frequent programming.
He also called for more out-of-town promotion of Northgate.
If you're able to broaden the customer base for Northgate, that could also help address some issues that it has specifically related to the changing business mix, which is perceived to be negative in terms of going more towards late-night bars and clubs 3 nights a week.
The report, which is online at WTAW.com, also lists survey results of 100 business owners, some who suggest building a hotel conference center that is larger than the Brazos County Expo Complex. Republican members of the U.S. House are currently secluded in a retreat. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the goals include their direction following the presidential inauguration.
What is it that we're all about? I mean, how do we want to execute our constitutional vision for this country? And once we've agreed on what that construct is, then I think we need to determine how do we best communicate it, and then thirdly, how do we best execute it? And then when we get into the execution, that's where we talk about How do we deal with the continuing resolution? How do we deal with sequestration? And how do we deal with the debt ceiling?
Flores says the debt ceiling has to go up, but he continues to call for eliminating programs that he says are fiscally out of control in order to achieve a balanced budget. And as the state budget is hotly discussed, particularly regarding funding for Medicaid, education, and standardized tests, Representative John Rainey O'Brien says one of the problems members have to face this current biennium is funding things that were left unfinished from the last session.
About $4 billion, I think, maybe closer to five for Medicaid, and then a $1.9 billion for education. The payment was moved from August to September just to kind of make the budget balance. We've got to go back and take care of that quickly before the 1st of March. So we've got some things that are housekeeping there.
Rainey says other tasks worked on this week included changing a few rules and suggesting amendments, few of which passed. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you really want to enrich the lives of seniors, consider Home Instead Senior Care. We're currently looking for 30 good caregivers. You'll benefit as much as the people you serve. For more information and to apply online, click on homeinstead.com/BCS.
Okay, let's see. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Oh, let me see. I'm having sink problems now. No, I'm kidding. All right, let me see. Hang on. I got it. Now, here we go. Okay, here we go. All right.
Beautiful day and a beautiful weekend in store for the region. Temperatures, they'll be warming up quite a bit by the time we get to Sunday. With lots of sunshine today with a high of 55 to 60. Overnight clear, 35 to 40. Mostly sunny for tomorrow. Our temperatures will reach 60 and hold there tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, 40 to 45. We'll have abundant sunshine Sunday and highs will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Lance Armstrong.
A nice stretch of weather will likely continue for us right on through this.
Really? Okay. Go ahead.
No problem. And Lance Armstrong said?
Yes.
To everything.
Did he? Yeah. Including anchovies on his pizza?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
You know what? That's going to make him fat.
Yeah, it will. No,
I don't have the sound clip, so right. I just have to imitate it.
Not anchovy. Oh, yeah, you do. It's in there somewhere. You just have to go find it.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Okay.
Because it would indeed make him fat.
Yeah.
I thought you would play it. You know, y'all were talking about sinking. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of one of my favorite commercials ever.
Can I finish the tease?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No. Lance Armstrong said yes to pretty much everything. We've actually got Johnny Manziel's take on the Manti Te'o story, and we'll get you caught up, too, with Fighting Texas Aggie basketball as they took on Florida last night.
No, they didn't.
They did, too.
Yeah,
they took them on. They didn't.
Yeah, it didn't do
very
well.
They didn't take them on well, no. But they took them on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead. You're going to tell us something about sinking.
Oh, there's a commercial. I can play you a little clip of it, but it starts out in German. It's for a language learning.
No, yeah, thanks. It's okay.
Okay.
It's for, is it an American commercial?
It is.
Oh.
It starts out with these guys speaking in German. Okay. And then it's a guy who obviously is working in some kind of a Coast Guard station. And he's German. And he's sitting there. They're talking in German at the beginning. And then you hear this voice come over the, Mayday, Mayday, we're sinking, we're sinking. And the German sits there thinking a second. Then he goes, what are you thinking about? That's like, oh, I thought it was so funny.
I gotcha. Okay.
It really is funny.
We'll play that
if I had played it instead of having to tell it to you because you didn't trust me,
I didn't.
Then it would have been a lot funnier.
Hey, guess who's getting a little squeamish over tougher gun control? How about Al Franken?
Really?
And Al Franken is one of my favorite politicians because, I mean, I want to go back
to Al Franken.
Whatever day that was after he got elected that he came out. This was part of his first news conference with the Washington media.
I am going to work day and night to make sure that our kids have a great future and that America's best days lay ahead.
I mean, listen to the energy that guy brought to that.
That's Al Franken.
Wow.
The guy was a writer for SNL.
And earlier in there he says, I want to find a new energy policy. Okay, thanks a lot.
Start with yourself.
Exactly. Anyway, Al's not exactly sure that he wants to go with this change in the gun.
Really?
Yep. Franken might be among a group of Democrats up for re-election in 2014 who want nothing to do with any of this gun control stuff that the president has rolled out. During a meeting in Minnesota that he supported, he said some of the measures he liked, but he wasn't sure about some of these. He said, I think most people agree that you don't need 30 rounds to bring down a deer. But he once again may join people like Mary Landrieu, who's from Louisiana, Kay Hagan from North Carolina, Max Baucus from Montana, Mark Pryor from Arkansas. All of those people, Democrats, all of them likely to vote no if any kind of changes in gun legislation comes into the Senate. So see how that works out for you.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. Kat had the story, and we know that the Republicans are meeting at the King's Mill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia. Now, I'm just going to say that they probably don't have the little paper ring around the toilet seat saying sanitize for your protection.
In that particular establishment?
Yeah, basically I'm thinking they don't have metal lawn chairs out there with the ice machine near the pink flamingos. I mean, they probably have people to bring you your ice. And I'm saying that they probably have a turn-down service with a mint on your pillow kind of place. But, you know, there are members of Congress, and so they need to have that.
Sure.
So they're having their talk over there about their game plan for the next...
their little retreat.
Yeah, exactly, for the next couple of years here to see if they can clarify their message to the rest of us. One idea reportedly being tossed around is to temporarily extend the debt ceiling. Okay, so... And they're going to do it for 4 months is what they're saying. So that would be, once again, like us, if we got the credit card company to increase our limit on our credit card, but only for 4 months. Okay, chances are we're going to spend up to the limit because that's what the government does. They spend up to the debt ceiling. But then what happens after 4 months? Do we crank it back down to where it was? I mean, that's not going to work.
No.
I'm not sure how that's supposed to be some sort of a solution, but... Nonetheless, Bill Clinton says his wife Hillary is so healthy she'll live to be 120. And she could have 3 more husbands after he's gone.
Oh, yeah. Does she live in Japan?
No. Why? What has that got to do with it?
Well, because yesterday you were talking about people who were over 100 who lived in Japan.
Oh, well, there are a lot of people. Yeah, the two oldest people happen to be. But no, she's going to live right here. But I kind of like the idea of her having 3 more husbands. Well, that'd be something. The most dangerous city in America, I think we know, is Chicago. And now the mayor, that's Rahm Emanuel, making some remarks that he would like to see additional gun laws. Again,
oh, good God.
They got pretty strenuous gun laws in that state anyhow.
You won't be able to carry a rubber band gun in Chicago before long.
Over 500 people, as we've talked about, killed in Chicago last year. Vast majority with guns, even though Chicago has some of the toughest gun laws. He's saying that's what they need to do.
That's the perfect testing ground for concealed carry. Watch the crime rate go down then.
You know, I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but Bortz was talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I was saying
that. And speaking of that, we're running all of Bortz today. Normally, we finish Bortz off at 11 o'clock and have the first hour rush. Today, we're going to go till noon because he has a thing called the Information Overload Hour, which has some pretty interesting stuff. We just have never gotten a chance to hear it here locally. But anyway, today and today only, we'll run that last hour since that's Neil's last hour on network radio. And to bring, I think most everybody understands, but just in case you had not heard, we had planned for his broadcast to be from here today because we thought his last broadcast was actually going to be the next Monday. But his syndicator changed things around, and so logistically it'd be difficult, nearly impossible
bouncing
for him
back
to
and forth.
Yeah, go from here to Atlanta, and he's old. He can't do that. But anyway, he's promised he'll come see us next year and either sit in with us in the morning or do some kind of stuff. But nonetheless, he was discussing that there's a guy who had done a study about when mass shootings were taking place, if law enforcement responded and ended it, as opposed to an armed civilian ending it.
And it's considerably faster.
Yes, considerably faster and considerably lower loss of life. I think it was 18 if it was law enforcement, and it was 2 or 3 if it was a civilian. And, of course, the most recent one was the mall up in the Northwest where a guy had killed a couple of people, and he looked up, and a citizen had a concealed carry and had his pistol with him, had drawn down on the shooter. And when the shooter saw that, then he decided to commit suicide, and it ended right there. But the guy who did the study ended up catching a lot of heat because people said the sample wasn't big enough. So he went back to the last 100 situations like this, and the numbers changed very, very little. Went from like 18 people dead if law enforcement was involved to 14 people dead. And the other changed like maybe one
person.
It's like
2 to 3 or something like that.
And, you know, it's, again, you can make statistics say anything
you
want, but that whole idea is, you know, is pretty interesting. And again, the way that they respond.
Have you seen Oklahoma has actually, they passed it, I want to say it was this last week, and it doesn't even have to be concealed anymore.
Oh, really?
No, which is really interesting. The picture they showed was your average, everyday, normal-looking lady at the grocery store with a 9mm on her hip.
Really?
Just right out there for God and everybody to see.
I kind of like that.
I was thinking that's a deterrent.
Yeah.
If you're coming in to rob the joint and there's 2 or 3 people packing, you turn around and go someplace else.
Yeah. Next thing you know, they'll have those little sawed-off shotguns that you'll just kind of have on your hip right there.
Well, have a gun called the Judge that's a handgun that shoots 410 shells.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
410 and 45. Yeah, so you could just chamber different rounds and go, okay, the next one's going to go through you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
What was that all about?
Made it terribly funny talking guns,
though. Hi, this is Debbie at Bottom Line. Exciting news. We have a simple cash option for those who want their money within 24 to 48 hours. This is not a loan. If we prepare your return and it is accepted by the IRS, you could receive money in 24 to 48 hours. Call now, 691-2345.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I am always grateful to have a greenhouse and appreciative of desert plants that I grow there. They remind me that warmer days aren't far away. Succulents and I go way, way back, all the way back to my childhood, as I learned of their very great diversity and adaptability. Beauties to warm your winter soul in our program today. I'll be back with details after this message. My 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar for 2013, plus a 1-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. You really need to get these. these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. The group of succulent plants reminds me a lot of the American population. They've come here from all over the world. They're tough old boots that are ready to succeed in their new homes. There aren't a lot of restrictions on which plants get to belong to this group. Indeed, about the only common thread through the group is that succulents are able to store and conserve water in order to survive periods of drought. Let's study a few of the more common genera you'll find in most plant collections. First, the crassulas. Jade plant is perhaps the most common species within this great group of very succulent plants, but you'll also see plants with colorful names like burrow's tail, panda plant, the very bold velvet leaf, penwiper plant, mother of thousands, and hen and chickens. Great names. Do a web search for members of the Crassulaceae plant family and prepare to see a lot of familiar and wonderful plants. And then we have aloes. Oh, you thought that aloe vera was the only aloe? My, oh, my, how badly you've missed on that count. In fact, probably no one is exactly sure how many species there are of this South African succulent group. But there are hundreds at least. Just one quick glance on eBay will turn up dozens. That's after you exclude all the references to aloe vera and all of its associated products. There are aloes referred to as grass aloes. These little clumping plants grow only 8 to 12 inches tall. Stand them alongside the giant tree aloes that grow 10 to 30 feet tall. You'll finally realize the wide variety within this succulent genus. Big or little, however, aloes are stunning, and their orange or yellow or red floral spikes that pop up in January and February, summer in their native southern hemisphere, and sporadically through the rest of the year just make them all the better. Haworthias are the little sisters to aloes. They're my favorites. Both are members of the huge lily plant family. Haworthias are the little jewels of the crowd. They're also South African natives, and their leaves are elongated and leathery. I have about 300 kinds of Haworthias and probably 2,000 plants of them. I love them. I've had them for many, many, many years. By far the two biggest groups that fall into the classification of succulent plants, however, are cacti and euphorbias, and we'll save them for another time here, but they are diverse. This is a great group of plants. Succulents, give them a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Mike Rosario scored 19 points, and Patrick Young added 18 as number 9 Florida cruised to a 68-47 win over Texas A&M last night. The Aggies, who are now 12-4 and 2-1 in the SEC, led by 1 point midway through the first half before a big run by the Gators, giving them a 35-18 halftime lead. They didn't let up in the second half. A&M had a crowd of more than 11,000, which included Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel. Here's Coach Kennedy following the game.
A very good team. Thought they were more physical than us at every position. Extremely well coached on the defensive end and offensive end. They're very hard to guard. Just got to give them credit. I thought we played well for about 13 to 14 minutes. And then when we get tired, they were better than us.
Next up for the Aggs, a quick turnaround and a trip to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to take on the Crimson Tide on Saturday. Tip off is scheduled at 5 o'clock with all the action live right here on WTAW. The ladies will play Sunday in Georgia at 4 o'clock. The Bulldogs are a top 10 ranked team. Now, while not saying that Manti Te'o participated in or knew about the hoax that his girlfriend did not exist, a former teammate told ESPN's Bob Holtzman on Wednesday players knew the woman wasn't really his girlfriend, even though Te'o played it up the tragic story as it was being told. After Deadspin broke the hoax story, however, multiple media reports have said players thought that Te'o had only met Lene once and that it wasn't really accurate to call her his girlfriend. But the condolences poured in. Te'o, quote, played along, according to his teammates, who wished to remain anonymous. On the other side of the story, Alima Te'o has basically says it's a setup.
I can't help but believe that that was all part of it. You know, the gentleman in question right now, Renaya Tuyasosopo, I believe that it was an elaborate plan that he put together.
He actually had a girl.
He actually had a girl staged to be Lanaya and sent her out there or made arrangements so that she could be out there. You know, I believe that I wouldn't put it past this guy to do that.
That I'm aware of, the only person here locally that actually knows him would be Johnny Football at the half of yesterday's game between A&M and Florida. He was asked to weigh in on the Tao situation.
My mind was blown. My roommate, we were sitting there and when we saw a tweet and then to go look on the internet, and my roommate told me, you'll never believe what just came out. And nobody could believe that. It was a shock for the entire sports world, and being a sports fan that I am, just as shocked as everybody else.
And I'm sure like everybody else, we'll be following along to find out what happens. Saying that it was his decision and his mistake, Lance Armstrong told Oprah Winfrey in an interview yesterday that he used performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France and that he wouldn't have won without the drug. Here's O's first question. She asked him if he did take EPO.
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
In all seven of your Tour de France victories, did you ever take banned substances or blood dope?
Yes.
The confession follows a decade of denials by Armstrong, who was stripped of his titles in the wake of the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report last October. This includes his Olympic medal. The Arizona Cardinals and Jacksonville Jaguars hired new coaches yesterday. A person with knowledge of the situation says Cardinals filled the NFL's final head coaching vacancy by hiring Indianapolis offensive coordinator Bruce Arians. The Jaguars hired Seattle defensive coordinator Gus Bradley as their new head coach. And finally, we'll wrap it up with hockey. Mike Modano is returning to the Dallas Stars for their 20th anniversary season, but he won't be on the ice. The Stars on Thursday announced the hiring of Modano as the executive advisor. The U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame inductee will work with ownership groups, team broadcast, and corporate partners. The highest-scoring American-born player in NHL history had 1,359 points in 21 seasons with the Stars and the 1999 Stanley Cup team. The team also hired three-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Richey in hockey operations, and Marty Turco will be an analyst on the broadcast team. That's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan. Still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
About 3 minutes till. Hey, the folks at Classic Collision and Restoration hope that you can come see them and do business in a fun way. That being maybe you wanted to get the interior reupholstered. Not just to your car, they do boats and RVs and that sort of thing. They're hoping it's not because of some accident that took place. But if that's the case, know this. Classic Collision and Restoration does restoration. And so makes sense if they can do that kind of thing, which is tough. A lot of body shops wouldn't even touch some of the jobs that they complete successfully at Classic Collision and Restoration. So it makes sense that if it's your daily driver and it's an accident that's taken place, then you know what? They can handle that for you. In addition to all the other inconveniences that happen when you're in an accident and you lose your car, make sure that the vehicle gets to their place and then get the work done, get you where you need to be, help you as far as any insurance or any other little hurdles that have to be cleared. All it takes is a phone call to Doug at 779-8399, 779-8399, Classic Collision and Restoration. And again, remember they do interior work as well so that the inside of your vehicle can look good, whether it's the converting to leather, which a lot of people like to do, put new headliner in, put new carpeting in, maybe all or any of the above. So give them a call at Classic Collision and Restoration at 779-8399. They've got a website. It's classiccollisionandrestoration.com.
Get your belt buckles and cowboy hats ready and shine those boots for the biggest birthday party in town. Saturday, February 2nd at the Brazos County Expo. Get your tickets now for the Cattle Baron's Ball, Belt Buckles and Birthdays event benefiting the American Cancer Society. Get those boots to scootin' with headliner Brandon Ryder, along with Bo Brumble and Haley Cole. Let's raise funds and have some fun for the fight against cancer. For tickets, visit BrazosCattleBaronsBall.org or telephone 776-1464.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens, if your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Yeah, this isn't sports, but I guess it's a guy who's in sports.
Okay.
But Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I know him.
Apparently trying to win his former wife back.
Really?
Yep. The National Enquirer says that Tiger is desperate for another chance with the stunning Swede, and she may give him another shot. What she wants is a $350 million cheating, no cheating clause in the prenup that they would sign. So...